Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. We're glad to have you along for this hour of pipe and song and more. And as a little bit of a reward, we're going to get tore in with the big music. Here's John Wilson playing the Kilmore piece Glengarry's March during a competition in 1977 when he was still an active player in the Strathclyde Police Pipe Band.
Thank you. Nam feichgötug de kalkdia sena huier taum gulnem benu kragning jan skurok pek machiaun o papa molenu ba nach kanök papa si mögü ich luches rasoch ich einen schach schian hucken gdekal gos lepi koskatul foyan O papa molenu, pa molenu, pa ischanil tunyehi molenu, nach kanuk papa. Va minu ichat namo hesuv, Doresim durvang, suchlache parche vede valle, shipashkirin lar. O papa mulenu, pa mulenu, pa ischanil. Dungehi molenu nach kanuk papa. Get hamiken ulanakam ha ulanekach saun hamul sekuri kanal kula hingrilar. O papa molenu, pa molenu, pa ischanil tunye hi molenu, nach kanuk papa.
To end this recording, here is Donald taking his farewell of the club, meeting at the Dorchester Hotel, Sucyhall Street, Glasgow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea how much I've looked forward each year to appearing on the same platform as Duncan. We're old, old friends. But if I'd known he was going to play so well tonight, I would have been down at his house and standing on his fingers for half an hour. But you see, that's what 10 hours a day practice does. I hope that, in fact, I'm sure that Dunkel will find a fitting partner, because he's not threatening to finish. For which I'm very grateful, and I'll be out in the body of the kirk with you this time next year, listening to Duncan and the poor guy that's got to be on with it. this is in fact my last public recital as such, and I'm very pleased to have done it here with Duncan. I've had a very long innings, and you know I can see the red lights all over the place. I have a nail at home and all ready to hang the gloves up when I go back. It's been a very fine thing to come here and have a tune amongst friends. Thank you very much indeed.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Jack Taylor from a Boyne in Scotland, and I'm listening to The Piping Hour, streamed worldwide on kkrn.org. It's a great show, enjoy your listen.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
Thank you. was the Niagara and District Pipe Band, playing at the Cambridge Highland Games in 1981. Pipe major was Jake Watson, and the drum major was John Kirkwood Jr. Jr. was, of course, the son of John Kirkwood, who played with the award-winning Schott's and Dykehead Drum Corps. We started this hour with John Wilson, playing the Kilmore piece Glengarry's March, then into a recording of Neil Johnston with his Barra medley from the 2002 CD Bows and Drones, then Brian Lomond from the 1998 recital series Volume 1, playing some Strathspeys and reels. That went into the incomparable voice of Catherine Ann McPhee, singing from her 2004 Green Track recording CD, Looking Back, the track Griacle Cria. And that led into pipe major Donald McLeod, playing slow air and hornpipes, and right before that was his final thank you. This was taken from a Scots Language Society CD, The Piper's Cayley, which recorded pipe major McLeod's final public recital along with Duncan Johnston. And Jack Taylor introduced Lord Breadalbane's Welcome to Scotland. That was from a 2016 recording when he published the book with Patrick Mollard of the last Bebrooks to be transcribed from the Campbell Cantract. And that led right into Niagara and District Pipe Band. We're going to go out this hour with the incomparable John Burgess, playing from a 1976 recording, the Kilmore piece Lament for Mary McLeod. We want to thank you for joining us, and until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.